in a church.
Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics.
Devil's a liar.
And not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza,
your introversion that you hear.
Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.
Good evening, everybody. It's me. It's been a minute. Let's play some tunes and chat some crap about the notice board. Hope you all had a lovely weekend. All in a dream.
All of the sounds. All in a dream. All of the sounds. All in a dream. Flickering
my heavy rotation these past weeks. LP Giobbi, G-I-O-B-B-I, DJ Tennis and Joseph Ashworth with All in a Dream. Yeah, pretty cute summer vibes, I'd say. Hey, it's pretty warm out there, even though it's dark. The weekend certainly felt like summer. I was down in Taranaki and it was stunning. Great weather and waves. So I hope you all had a fabulous weekend enjoying the autumn weather. I'm sweaty and stinky from my class at Booty Wonderland. Yeah, I was held hostage there. And we're having Neil back in tonight as well. I hope he's gathered some information about the regular notice board, because we're all dying to know what's going on there, right? I mean, that's why we listen to the show. Here's a song that reminds me of quite 80s vibes. FM 84 and Ollie Ride with Running in the Night. It's a bit cutesy.
I used to be the one. I used to be your getaway dreamer. I couldn't get enough, thinking that we would last forever. Don't know what you're thinking of, slipping from the route of reach to the edge of time.
Vibes, I'd say. FM 84 and Ollie Wright with Running in the Night, and it's a little bit cute somehow. That song also reminds me of the what was that great show on Netflix everybody was crazy about that also had 80s vibes with the kids? Jesus, just my brain today ain't working well. I don't know what to blame it on. A lush weekend, maybe. I'm still in weekend mode. Everybody who knows this show, called Rendezvous with Reza, knows that I like to break the genre and just play super, super random things and nothing ever makes sense. So it's getting a bit housey and dark now. Tiesto and Dizan with All Right. Stranger Things was the show. Damn it.
Something.
the last show was like, what, 4 weeks ago, right after Walmart? At least that's what my playlist here says on Spotify. Sorry for a 4 week repeat of that show. As Aaron, our radio manager, made me painfully aware the other day, maybe I should take your show off repeat because people might not want to listen to this every Monday and Thursday. So sorry about that. I was giggling every time I heard it in the radio. I'm like, oh, it's still that show. Yeah, I should probably do something about that. So finally, I'm here on a Monday. Usually there was either surf that was more important or I wasn't here. So that's my excuse. Let's see what else is on my playlist today. It's a random, you know, Discover Weekly, liked songs, heavy rotation kind of situation. And Neil should be here at like 7:30, so we got a few more. Fantumata Diawara, Sparrow and Barbossa, in the Sparrow and Barbossa remix, Nterini. Shake it!
we haven't met, but I've known you, I've known you for a while. Your life begins, my breath is short, but it's like I can run another 1,000 miles. My mother said, it's a holy tie only nature can create. My everlasting hunger came to a close. I was walking fearlessly, but now
was Cairo and Arwen with Your Voice. And we got a few people in here today just popping by, seeing if I do my show and stealing my show. No, just kidding. But because I'm back, it's also time for our weekly segment, as you all know. Yes, it's time for Raglan Rage with Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan.
Good evening, and it's great to be back.
Yeah, sorry, I let you down the past.
You didn't let me down.
3-4 weeks or something?
No, it's when it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
And you had more time for research,
yeah.
Obviously.
Definitely.
Yeah. There were a few things on last week. Every time I look at the notice, I'm like, oh, safe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
then
I'm
like,
oh, got to talk about this. Oh, got to talk about that.
It's good. And big thank you to all those who are contributing towards
thank you, rage.
And not so rage and just comments in
and
general.
Just normal things. Sometimes there is normal things.
Sometimes
there is
just a dog going missing. Just normal stuff.
Just normal stuff as we also like it. I mean, we don't mind. We take it all, right? So what do we start with today?
Well, let's go back to the
origins.
The 7th of April.
Oh, yeah.
To anyone with a connection to the young fellas who find it necessary to speed around town between 3 and 4 a.m. and do burnouts, please encourage them to find another place where they don't piss people off.
Oh, is that the first time?
96 comments.
Is that the first time we're hearing about burnouts on the notice board?
I think so. It's a new thing.
Never heard that one before.
Never. Actual straight hoha. Rubbish left all over the whenua.
Yeah.
We used to do skids when we were 12, but thankfully we grew up. Funny thing is, the cars they use here in Raglan are an embarrassment. Your Hondas are lame.
Hey, don't you insult my Honda.
Is it you going out there?
Oh, yeah. Every night at 3, I set my alarm. And then I kind of look up where those people that complain live.
Yeah.
And then I do it on their roads. Yeah.
I kind of wish they would post this, though, that people could go and watch, you know?
Yeah, like a schedule.
Yeah, people could take their kids out and say, hey, let's go out here.
And be like, this is
awesome!
Right?
Yeah, good work! Can you do that again? That was really
awesome!
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We have
Or, as we like to
tech.
Say, laser.
That was so laser.
That was so laser, Neil.
Someone goes, I'll come cheer them on. When it's not a shitbox ox with
a what?
Shitbox with the exhaust
Can't
chopped off.
Can't say the bad word. It's not 8:30 yet.
You're right.
Not allowed to swear.
I said shiz.
Oh yeah, no, that's.
I don't think shiz is a swear word.
You can also say swish.
Instead, really time
swish. Every time you say a bad word, I'm just going to be like.
Okay, so I have to really build it up.
Yeah.
What else have we got? So a lot of comments. The big 96 comments worth that. No wonder they are brain damaged. Read what computer games do to your little puny brains.
What? I don't know if computer games.
Computer games are so complicated now. Like,
yeah.
You know, back in my day, Pac-Man, there's not a lot to it, eh? There's not a lot to it.
Need for Speed was my poison. It's just cars.
We did have other games, but
yeah,
I did like Pac-Man.
Mm.
They had a skid pad out tomato that was gifted to them from a farmer, but the new cop went out there and put a stop to it. Blame the new guy.
Yeah. Got to find somebody to blame, right?
And not near the golf course. I need my dogs to have a dog beauty sleep. So he's saying don't wake the dogs up.
Don't wake the doggies.
There's a bit of stuff there. Start taking the cars off them.
Yeah, that's the solution.
Pay a visit to the parents instead.
Some As if they care.
Although it could be their car. Sorry, Mum.
Yeah.
Back in a few years ago, you used to take the car out and, I'll be honest on here. My foot may have gone too far down on the pedal, releasing the clutch. Because you had a clutch back then, for those of people that don't know what a clutch is.
I still have one.
Yeah. You're a manual. And the wheel lost traction on the loose metal, causing a tire spin.
Yeah, as it does. I've never tried. I'm too scared.
Yeah. But be careful out there, peoples.
There was not this weekend gone, but the weekend before, apparently Taranaki had like a designated area up on Paritutu Rock, the Centennial Park area, where people were allowed to do that, but now the road looks like complete swish.
Yeah.
And there's all these tire, you know, leftovers laying around. And I'm like, well, who's going to clean that up?
Yeah.
I mean, if council allows that, you've got to bring council into this equation. It looks a bit nasty now. But anyhow, at least they make
messy.
It happen for people to do their drivey things, you know, and be all like, squish.
So There's a lot of action on the cars. I haven't heard them lately, actually, or maybe I've just slept really well. But sometimes it's nice lying in bed and just hearing out there, and you snooze off and you go, gee, they've been going for a while, eh?
Oh, people having a good time. I never hear that, honestly. I mean, I'm now on Greenslade, and even when I was living on Uinuku, I don't think my brain isn't wired to try to listen to sounds that annoy me, I guess. Unless somebody's snoring next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. But we won't talk about that. Hey,
that's another show.
You know what happened to me a couple weeks ago? It's a week ago. So the 2nd of April, to be fair, I had one of those nights where I could not fall asleep.
Mm.
And at 2:30, I heard a helicopter.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I was oh, probably somebody. Because before there was the fire alarm going off. And I was like, oh, it must be an emergency helicopter. You know the first thing I did? I checked the notice board.
Boom.
Because I knew somebody would be like, oh my God, you guys, there's a helicopter. What's happening? Who's dying? What's going on? And I
I
swish you not. 10 minutes after, it was there. I refreshed every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there was somebody saying, helicopter, 2:30 a.m. question mark, you know, and then just a bunch of sad faces and then a bunch of comments saying, yep, heard the sirens, not good, hope everybody's fine, it's landed at the end of Lorenzen Bay, hope everything's fine, and I'm like, okay,
yeah, there it is.
I mean, the notice board is notifying me that there was
a
helicopter,
news,
and that's all there is to say about it
live.
And then it woke people up, you know, super loud.
Yeah.
Woke me up. Sorry that somebody was dying. What an inconvenience.
Yeah, I did hear it. And I thought that is really cool that they made the trip over to Hamilton. We live in a country where people's lives are really important.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they came from Auckland even.
People,
we don't
and
know.
They, I mean, they could have said, oh, no, we're going to wait a bit longer till people wake up. But
I mean, sorry, you're dying, but we kind of need to wait till people are awake enough at like 6 and then send the helicopter.
Maybe when they have they'll have electric helicopters.
You won't hear them.
They'll be really quiet about it.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, can you do the fire alarm thing again like we did last time? I think that went down really well. People complimented me on that. And I was like, wow, it was Neil. So... do you wanna?
Do we? Have we got a sound effect to build into it? Because I'm kind of just coming.
What kind of sound effect? We can do the helicopter sound. Done with the helicopter in the background. It almost sounded like an actual emergency.
Bad, eh?
Let's check the notice board. I'm sure in 10 minutes somebody will say, oh, I heard the sirens and the helicopter.
Siren and the helicopter.
Mm, yeah.
Really, it's emotionally that it's really draining because I really put a lot into it.
No, it doesn't just come like that.
Nah.
Right? Yeah. That was my favorite piece that I think about that late at night at 2:30. Helicopter. Oh, I got to check the notice board. Somebody surely.
And it was there. And it was
there.
You know, thank you.
Never disappoints.
Thank you for that question.
Yep. Cool. Next up is... nope. I don't know why I saved that one on there. That's wrong.
That is in the wrong place.
Oh, we do have a lot of dangerous drivers.
Yeah.
Apparently.
There he is. Tooting in the horn out there.
Yep. That's one of them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
On the 27th of March, Wainui wrote towards the points, I've had 4 incidents of incoming drivers passing over the center line looking at the surf or their phones.
Yeah.
One of those could have been me. I'm so sorry. Wondering if anyone else is concerned and if there's anything we can do about it before we have a head-on accident.
Probably have a meeting.
Let's have a meeting, everybody. These are likely the same drivers that owned the cars I see down in the trees who have driven off the road. Now, that's a bit of a stretch saying that, it's always the same drivers.
It's the same guy who's down the cliff.
All the time. And he's wrecked 3 cars or so.
He does it all the time.
It's that one dude, you know? It's always
He's always filling out insurance forms.
And I'm also like, well, what do you want to do about it? People will be dickheads. There's nothing you can do about that, right?
Yeah, be careful, everyone, though.
Dash cam, dude, front and back. I mean, that's a good idea for your own insurance purposes, I guess.
Yeah.
I can assure you it's most definitely one of our members in training for the daily grind to Hems and home. I want to learn how to tailgate, too. I try to keep safe, but I notice tailgate is the only way I can give pressure to awful drivers. Yeah, put the speed limit back up to 100. Then you have to concentrate more instead of dreaming and phone gazing. Hey, that's actually not too bad of an idea. Oh, my gosh. Things like that always get the most comments.
It's dogs,
it's cars.
And EFOS cards. People lose EFOS cards.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Actually, I was driving home last week and someone nearly drove into the back of me, but that was because I just stopped because the car in front of me stopped because a possum was running across the road. And
at night.
Yeah, and good on them. They wanted to save its little life. It kept running across.
That's how you can tell they're not a true Kiwi.
Yeah. It was a cute little possum. Saw the eyes and the... It lived to tell the tale.
To tell the tale of three cars almost getting into an accident.
Yeah, one little possum made it.
Yeah, but three cars almost totaled. Okay, let's gather our senses for a moment. I'm going to play you also something on my heavy, heavy, heavy rotation. Nice. Tyler and DJ Leg and Cool Drink, Overdue.
Hoping day you'll find it. My love is timeless.
And we're back, Rendezvous with Reza and Neil, providing the newest gossip from the Raglan Notice Board. And we have another very, very, very important post.
Yeah, here we have another one here. Whoever honked at me crossing the one-lane bridge on my bike, I hope you have a terrible, horrible, awful rest of your day.
Yeah. Who was that posted by, I wonder? Oh, look, it's Reza.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we even have people coming in to read out their own posts.
Tell their stories.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
So tell us, before we go into a few of the comments, tell us...
What happened?
Tell us about your day a couple of minutes beforehand.
Well, I guess, actually, you guys were both involved in the day before.
Okay.
Because it was a little...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Partay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that
so
partay.
So I went back, of course, to clean up.
Good work.
The next day, as one does.
Yeah. So you went
clean,
town bound. It was.
Oh no! Okay, so I had biked to Booty Wonderland, which is where
yeah.
Sorry,
are we allowed to say that?
I don't know what.
Which is where the key was to get to the other place down the road and around the corner,
and then I was coming back.
Yeah.
We had fun at the cleanup, right?
That cleanup was. I did a lot of cleaning.
Sorry,
that day.
I couldn't be there. I was in an event in Hamilton.
Yeah. Oh, so much cleaning was done.
I did no cleaning at all, I'll be honest, because
there was a ball pit.
There was a ball pit. And
that's where I first and last saw you.
Right. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anyway.
So you left the ball pit.
The ball pit was good. I was in the ball pit as well.
It was great.
And people are like, what kind of party did they go to?
Anyway, so I'm biking home and I was like, screw it. I'm going to take the main bridge because usually I take
the
Papahua walkway.
Yeah.
And so I took the main bridge and I'm coming down the hill and on the road, as one does on a bike.
Yeah.
And then I pop up onto the sidewalk to cross.
Yeah.
And then...
So you were on the sidewalk.
I was
you
on the sidewalk.
You weren't even on the main road.
Nah. Yeah,
on the middle of the bridge.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought you were
yeah.
doing.
So okay. I was up on the sidewalk and as I'm up on the sidewalk, it's already scary. If you've ever biked across on the sidewalk, it's frightening. There's cars on one side and you could fall off the other side.
Yeah.
Well, depending on how tall you are and, you know,
you're
me.
Tall.
So...
Asa's really tall, everybody.
Like the second car behind, this big black Hilux with a tire on it.
Mm.
Like right next to me.
Oh, wow.
As it passes. And of course, I give the finger.
And, of course, because
I'm a pretty a little bit of an aggressive cyclist because I used to cycle in Seattle.
Yeah.
And you have to be.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be.
Jesus,
to be
there.
So then... I immediately got home. I'm just over the bridge. Like, my house is just there. Got home. First thing I did was post that. And I didn't know...
as one
right
does.
I was... You know, it was the heat of the moment. So I wanted to use that flame.
Yeah.
As most of our people on the notice board do.
Exactly.
That's how it's done.
And I didn't want to be not PG as well. So I just said, I hope you have a terrible, horrible, awful rest of your day.
Yeah, it's great.
Something like that.
No,
or
like,
so I was PG in that comment.
And
I even talked about it on my show last week where I took over for this slot. But yeah, people were commenting some fun stuff as
so
well.
So should we read some of those comments, Neil?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are the...
Great
how many
moment.
Comments do we have?
Well, there is a 105 little clicks and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can ride on the footpath, eh? I always do. So much safer than being amongst people who dare to toot their horn.
Did I reply to that?
You did. I was on the footpath and on the bridge area.
Yeah.
Had hoped on to cross, was biking down the hill on the road like how the law says. Good on ya. I just bike everywhere on the footpath because I don't wear a helmet either. Haven't been stopped by the law yet. Our roads are mostly too skinny for bikes, cars, and skaties.
It's funny, something that I should say also, I was biking up that hill like towards Raglan West the other day, like before that, and on the road, and somebody yelled at me, middle of the day, someone yelled at me, get on the footpath!
Yeah.
And I was like, I talked about it on my show, I was like, you're not supposed to bike on the footpath. That's more dangerous.
That is the rule, right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. Yeah, and I feel like it's probably one of those things you're going to make people really angry if you're on the road. Mm-hmm. You're going to make people really angry if you're on the side of the road on the footpath. Mm. You can't win here.
No.
It's like a lose-lose situation. Everybody's going to honk at you for one or the other reason.
I wish I was in charge of bicycle infrastructure.
Yeah.
In everywhere. In the world.
All over the world.
unless like afterwards the driver thought, oh, that was a bit angry on the horn. And maybe in vehicles you should have a few different kind of horns, you know, the friendly beep. Because you know when the lights and the light goes green,
yeah,
and you want to toot to the car, but you're trying to doot, but sometimes it can come out, but doot, and you're like, oh, sorry, mate.
Or maybe we even have something on our jingle.
Do we have a honk?
Do we have a honk? I'm pretty sure there's a honk. Beep, beep. We got booing. We got a donkey. I never know why would somebody
don't talk about Neil like that.
No.
Another palette, Europe. I don't know, Bugs Bunny. I don't know what that one is.
So you know. We are hoping that it didn't come from an angry place. But if you... Because what car was it again?
Black Hilux with a tire on it.
Yeah.
Did you remember the number plate, I assume?
Nah, it was too quick.
If you are driving past, feel free to pop in. It would be great to get your side of the story of what actually happened.
Please come.
And don't just honk, because you could do that too. But
And this is a great comment by our mate Tim. Are you sure it wasn't an appreciation of your massive calf muscles?
Yeah, I like that one. I saw that.
I replied to that one too.
Yeah. And you replied, have you seen my calf muscles? I'm sure.
Why? Are they non-existent? Show.
Yeah, check them out.
I mean mine are twice the size probably.
I got long legs, you know.
You're so just a skinny dude. That's fine.
Yeah.
If you had bigger calf muscles, it would look like not appropriate.
I know.
You know, it would just look dumb.
I'd be bottom heavy.
Yeah. Bottom heavy. That's how you say that.
That bridge has seen many goings on, standoffs in the middle of the bridge.
I like that comment.
Yeah.
It's a good one about history and stuff on the bridge.
Standoffs in the middle of the bridge between old Maori and cheeky upstarts. Maori won. Houses removers stuck in the middle. Protesters blocking the way. The odd policeman chucked in. The drink roaming. And cool little pictures. Rangatahi doing bombs before the school bell rings. Ingari horn honking dickheads are like annoying, mean, but a misdemeanor in comparison.
Well, do you know anything about the stuff they're talking about on there? I really am not sure. It's probably like local lore about like protesting.
Yeah, I can imagine the house is getting stuck. The old policeman chucked in the drink. There's probably a cop in town that's probably been tossed in the water, maybe
have a drink.
That's a story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Canadian geese. There's a lot of people, you know, said Canadian geese are out there.
Yeah. Oh gosh, let's not go there. It's a trauma for me, a work trauma that
Canadian geese.
Yeah, the killing of them in certain areas of the district because people wanted to, but then other people are complaining about it, and it's again one of those things you can't do it right. Anyhow.
Where was that?
I'm not going to say. Not here. Somewhere else in the
district. That's another show.
Far away. That's for another show, exactly.
So it's great to have you here tonight. Having someone who actually is a star on the regular notice board is a highlight.
How long have you been a member of the notice board, Asa?
Ooh, you could even check that.
Yeah, I think it's been.
I think it's been 2 years.
It'll say. Actually. Is that how long you've lived in Raglan?
Yeah, off and on. I used it to find someone who invited me to cat sit for them when I met them on a trip on Great Barrier Island.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Sarah Lancaster. I don't know if you
know her. Yes, of course we all know Sarah. Yeah. She was a very big part of this community for the longest time. No, she's been at the Mount for 2 years now, I want to say, or a year at least.
Probably a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. Mm. She is...
She also doesn't have a cat anymore.
Oh yeah, Forrest. That's actually...
Forrest, true.
The cat I was taking care of.
It was a ginger, right?
It was a ginger cat, yeah. I think it was Forrest. I'm not sure on that name. But somebody has Forrest in town probably now, so we can check that.
And a big shout out to all our cats out there listening to the show.
Please. All the cats.
Meow. Oh, is there a meow?
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, I think there'll be a meow in there.
There'll be a meow
in
there.
Is there a meow
in there?
I'm not
has
sure.
To be a meow.
No. There's a donkey. That's all I got. Sorry. I only got donkey sound.
I think there's another page of sounds, potentially.
Yeah, there is.
It's so clunky.
Another
though.
Like palette.
This, I'm really scared to move around on this computer whenever I'm doing this.
Because you think you're going to screw things up.
You're getting the real background of what it takes to run a radio show.
Right.
Clunky is a great word.
I think these monitors are almost my age, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
20 years?
They're
Some of them, at least. Not all of them.
You're 20?
I'm 25. But, no. You know.
Cute. They were built to last, those monitors.
Yeah. The thing is, they run all the time, right? Yeah.
Yes, they do, because we have the radios on air 24/7. All the time. 24/7.
Mm. Doesn't stop.
Best in the West. Regular community radio.
98.1.
You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. It's 5 to 8. With me is Neil, because we're talking about the things that we talk about.
That's what we do.
No one is bored. And then we have Asa here also. Ooh. Oh, and Holly is still here too. Holly's She's sitting here. Down She's there waving. Just waving at us, talking dumb stuff.
Talking That's nonsense. Cool.
Talking complete nonsense. Let's do a little song and recalibrate what the next... Oh, Neil's already... pulled up the next one. Oh, that's a juicy one. Okay, gonna do a little song and then come back with another story.
We'll be back.
This is also my heavy rotation lately. It's Diplo, Joski, Rai, and Mojo with Fortress and the Mojo remix.
Oh,
was trying to be smart and do the paid ads, but yeah.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today. The Cardioi Classic is back.
Mark your calendars, folks, because after a long 4 years, we are ready to welcome those hardcore gravel grinders back to Flying Aroha.
There are two races to choose from, the short 58k race around the mountain or the long 85k round the mountain down to Aotea and back again.
Courses require a decent level of fitness, and remember, not a single road on the Wild West Coast is flat.
Register online now at goraglan.com.
I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the growers market, Mum. There's always something yummy there, and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh, it's more nutritious.
I love hanging out at the growers market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers Market. Hi. By the community, for the community. Every Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
If you have ever thought about volunteering, now is a great time to contact Volunteering Waikato. Their website makes it easier than ever before to find the right opportunity in your town. Get involved in your community, boost your CV, meet new people and learn new skills. For more information, go to volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Volunteering Waikato, enriching lives.
Raglan Community Radio.
And we're back. This is Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, and Neil is still here, and he's done lots of research in the last 4 weeks that we haven't had that show. But Asa apparently was here a few Mondays and took over, which is good, which is probably what he's going to keep doing once I'm overseas. But yeah, what do we have here now?
We have a bit of picture, a bit of footage of someone arriving at a house, and saw your post. The guy claiming to be from Canteen showed up here, looked like this, conveniently knew to hide his face below a cap. I'll also forward this footage to Canteen. And do we understand that that person was actually from Canteen?
I don't even know what Canteen is. Can you enlighten me? What are we talking about?
Pretty sure it's like a charity for youth and children maybe going through cancer, I understand.
Okay. And this guy was just ringing.
Maybe collecting on behalf of them.
Yeah.
And so, I guess that post went up because some people weren't too sure, because there are a lot of scammers that go door to door.
Oh, yeah. And like collecting money for
a
charity that then they are not part of. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have got... I was going to say that you were returning your wife's undies that flew over the fence. It's just random in there. It's a scam. 99% of charities are a scam anyway. The money doesn't end up going to the right places. World Vision is one of the worst perpetrators. I don't think 99% of charities.
That is just a made up number.
What are the 1%?
Yeah, I would like to know.
Obviously, this radio station would be in there.
Yeah. But it's funny when people just really want to make a point.
Yeah.
And they're like, 99% of blah, 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 blah. I'm like, where do you take this number from?
And, they do say 80% of those people that make those statements are false.
Are false, yeah. I think 70% of the people that make those statements have never had statistics in school.
Statistics were great.
Loved it.
Especially when you could say the word.
Maths.
Don't trust no one.
Yeah,
heaps of scammers out there.
Good advice.
If you haven't watched Con Mum.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I advise you to watch. Thank you. I will watch that.
Yeah.
Your closest family could be your worst enemy. A heads up, everyone.
I don't know if I would make so. Con Mum is basically about this woman who gives birth to a kid and has to give it up for adoption. And 40 years later, He finds his mum.
You're not going to ruin the show, eh, for people that are about to watch.
And then things will happen, and then you just have to see the rest. But, I don't think this is the conclusion we have to draw from this.
I just called Canteen, and they confirmed, having sent two people to Raglan yesterday. It's not a scam, but yes, I've been a bit suspicious too.
Wouldn't you ask for ID or some sort of, like, letter that says, here, I'm going around.
Although it is quite easy to make letters.
Yeah, I know. Well, what would
that may be true in this instance. Think about it, though. Should we have to go through this sort of checking to confirm something every time? Surely it would be safer for all concerned not to ask the details as a door-to-door practice.
I would just advise everybody to never open
the door.
Just don't.
Unless
you just don't know who's out there. You know, you just don't know. Just don't open. Safer. It's safer.
I don't open my door to anybody.
Sorry. Go to someone else's house. Yeah. Honestly, that's probably the advice my grandma would give, because she's like a very anxious and very scared person.
Yeah.
And like, she taught me throughout my whole life to always be scared of everyone.
Yeah.
And that everybody basically starts at minus 100. And, you know, everybody has it out for you, and everybody's mean and evil and all that sort. So she would probably say, yeah, don't ever open your door.
Don't ever the door. Bloody blow-fi. That was a comment.
That was just what I said.
Isn't that great? Someone made that comment. What a beautiful little comment there. That's very cute.
Such a, what was our?
Let the Doberman out.
What was our new favorite swear word that we had last time?
Yeah.
What was that word? Was it with M? Or with G? Not mongrel. Well, you know? It was like a very British.
Yeah, we might have to go back and listen.
Like a very British, instead of idiot, you'd say, let's ask Elliot. Elliot knows.
Egypt?
Elliot, I know if you're listening, what was that swear word that is a very British swear word that sounds weird? I think it starts with an M or with a G.
Okay, I'm very excited to get ready for this.
Drongo!
Drongo, yes.
Thank you, Elliot. It's Drongo.
Love it.
It sounds so weird. Yeah, a bunch of Drongos out there, so don't open your door.
Drongos. That'd be cool. I think there is a band called the Drongos, maybe.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be a punk band out there.
Tonight, one show only, the Drongos.
Okay, so we've had that established from the notice board. Don't ever open the door.
No, open the door, but just look. If you've got a window, look through the window.
Be suspicious of everyone.
And
don't give you could money always to
ring the, you know, you could always ring their office afterwards and say, "Oh, I'm interested in this, but what I'd like to do is get your number, or get the number, or you look for the number on the website, get their name, and just recheck maybe."
After you've given them $300.
Yeah. After you've given them all your credit card details. Yeah.
Then you check. Yeah.
Check your bank account. It's been completely wiped out.
But remember, 99% of charities are not doing charity work. We know that from a very safe source on the regular notice board. So
it is legit. 99%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, moving on.
Moving on, someone missing something, lost, broken, or stolen. Not sure if it's supposed to be here, and we've got a little bike in a paddock somewhere. Oh,
that's like a little scooter bike. A
little scooter.
B5LIC?
Yeah, it has been updated. It has been removed from the driveway.
Yeah. Did somebody crash? Bye, guys. Bye, Holly. Bye, Asa.
Nice.
Over and out.
Have you tried putting it in rice? It's lying on the... what a great comment, eh? That is so good, eh?
I love that comment so much.
That is so good.
Have you tried putting it in rice? You probably need like 100 kilos of rice.
I'm going to steal that comment for other stuff in my life out
whenever
there.
Whenever something is broken, you're like, have you tried to put it in rice?
That is great.
It's the same as like, have you tried to turn it on and off again?
Sometimes that does work.
I mean, it does.
I do know IT people who have driven out of town after talking to people about, you know, their computer, and they have just turned it on and off, and it has worked.
Hey, it's a thing.
But it's a good job. And a few good comments there. You can't park there. That's always a classic one.
Can't park there, mate.
Can't park there. So yeah, that was a little bike there that caused a bit of action on the notice board.
Yep.
Here's a good one here. Please help someone needed who deals with wasps' nests too many in the garden comfortably.
Wasps' nests. Wasps' nests.
Wasps.
Wasps' nests.
Anyone got any wasps' nests needs fixing? Yes, hey, my name is Roger and I am a wasps' nests remover. I'd be very happy to get your wasps gone. Give me a call on my WIC number 0800 wasps nests gone.
Oh Jesus, I'm gonna have to mute my microphone.
Okay, spray with fly spray at dusk when they have all settled. Are you guys all settled yet? Is everyone in?
Are you home? Because this is coming.
Expra wasp spray.
There's wasps.
From Mitre 10 like, will do the trick.
The yellow bombs. There's also wasp spray things.
Yeah,
pretty easy.
I think that's what this person said.
Yeah.
They're paper that's wasps. They're actually good for your gardens. They kill caterpillar bugs and the likes. Unlike German wasps.
We don't like German things. German wasps, German cockroaches.
They do kill caterpillars, including monarch butterfly. Oh. They don't discriminate. Well, that's a positive, isn't it?
They don't discriminate.
That is a positive.
That is so nice of them.
Tip petrol over it. Works well. Spray and running back 10 minutes later, knock the nest off and stand on it, kills the babies. I think I've done that one before. The spray, run. Can a fly spray just before dark? This is one I've done as well. The shovel and smack, 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 smack. Usually works for me. And if it don't, give it a couple of more smacks. Should do the trick. Yeah, I've
smack,
done that.
Smack, smack.
Roll up some paper at dusk, light it, and stick it under the nest. Take seconds, but wear shoes.
If you've just tuned in, we're giving advice on how to kill wasps' nests.
Yeah. Yep, if you need your wasps' nests gone. Is there a fire ban? I guess there if Raglan burns down, wasps will be the least of our problems unless they attack the firemen.
I think there is still a fire ban, actually.
It's not a fire. It's pest control. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Just find the queen and the rest will follow. We have hundreds of these. Fly spray early morning before sunrise or late evening after sunset. Make sure you have plenty in the tin.
Okay. Summary. That's all good to know.
That is good. That is
very valuable advice
fly
there
spray
on the
is
notice
quite
board.
Popular. Wait till dusk. So the key parts are... Dusk, you doing sunset... If you want to get rid of your wasps' nests, wait till dusk. Either use, I think, let's not go petrol.
No, let's not do that.
Because it's a safety thing. We don't want people coming back to the station.
And be like, hey, I burned my house down.
So whack, 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 yeah. Whack, whack.
I think there was one more whack in there.
Whack.
Yeah.
Run. Or fly spray.
Yeah.
Someone just stomps on them first morning. Mm. When I was farming, I used to say it'd be pretty tough.
Yep.
They would all be asleep and their wings too wet to fly. Done hundreds of nests. Cheap as. Just don't hang around afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I'm so overwhelmed by all this new information. I have to digest it with a song.
It's about learning.
This is Tyler and Cool Drink with Getting Late. It is kind of getting late. It's 14 past 8 on this Monday, the 14th of April. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. And we're here for another 50 minutes.
Baby, I know it's getting late. Baby, and I want you to know. And you don't want to wait, but I won't waste your time. And I, baby, and I want you to know, but tell me you don't go, so I'ma take my time. And I, all I wanna ask is,
won't stop the hands of time. Relax, baby. Give me time and then we'll go. Couldn't call to let you know that I'ma be a fine. Baby, I know it's getting late and you don't wanna wait, but I won't waste your time. And I, baby, and I want you to know, without me you don't go. So I'ma take my time and I,
great tune.
Very good.
Right. That was Tyler and Cool Drink with Getting Late. Thanks to Safia. She played that at one of her sets at the pub a few weeks ago, and I shazammed it. I mean, could ask her for a playlist, but why would you talk to people if you can just shazam things?
Exactly. And you've got it there.
Right then, right there.
It'd be quite good if you could shazam conversations. You know, you're like, you're in a group and then you're like, yeah, I'm going to shazam that.
And
I guess you just record it, I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever used, because that's something that I realized is really nifty. If you want to find something, you reverse picture searches.
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah,
that
actually
is such a
cool
thing.
That
also is a bit creepy, though.
Yeah, it is quite good.
All the things you can
put the photo into Google and you can discover where it's come from, kind
have
of.
Have you ever Googled yourself?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I'm scared. There's going to be some bad, bad stuff
there?
Out there. Yeah, I'm pretty
okay.
sure. Can you please Google me, Neil, and tell me all the bad things that
well,
are
and
on the
be
internet
a show
about
in
me?
Itself.
Yeah, I bet. It's probably PG-18, so we might have to do it after 8:30.
After 8:30, because no one will be listening.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
8:30.
Hey, guys, we have 10 minutes left on Rendezvous with Reza, and Neil's still here. And we're going strong with a post on the Raglan notice board. If you live in Raglan, this is very valuable information. If you don't live in Raglan, this is also very valuable information.
Because
that's how you know our town rolls.
Yeah, and it's probably happening in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, everybody has a notice board, as we have said earlier a couple years ago when that best 10 notice board thingies came up. And we came up as a, hey, there's a radio show that is actually talking about. Yeah, we were mentioned.
And that's why we, you know, after that shout
things
out,
just took
we
off.
Picked up so many new listeners. We want to
God.
Thank you to all our listeners across
the globe.
Globe, yep.
Or if you're a flat earther,
the edge.
All over the edge. Thanks for listening.
Okay, here's a post here. And this is actually from the real Raglan notice board.
Oh, see, I'm not even.
You're not in. Oh, well,
I can't. It's too painful to be on all those things, Neil.
It is.
Don't make me. It's enough that you're on there, so I'm glad.
I'm covering it.
Yeah.
Since when does a cemetery become a place to walk dogs? Kids rides their bikes. Kids rides. We've got another.
Kids rides their bikes.
Kids rides their bikes on the. What's this? So if you just tuned in, we had a conversation before. You can download the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
And get all the highlights and remix
archive,
it all in.
The archive link. Yeah.
All around, and not to mention over and around grave sites. In the last 2 weeks, I've seen many people walk their dogs in the cemetery in East Street. I live right next to it. I saw one dog owner watch her dog do a poo and walk away. I soon put a stop to it, gave her the bag, and asked her to pick it up. There's a beach just down there, for goodness sake. Just seen a black and white medium-sized dog We on a headstone. Have some respect.
I'm sorry. I'm not being disrespectful, no. But
wake up, some dog owners and parents of kids. It's not a dog park, and it's not a kids' playground. Annoying, irresponsible behavior. So disrespectful. Definitely, like, don't.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
if your dog needs to poo, make sure it poos before it goes in there.
I have never been to the cemetery, but then also, why would I? I would also think there's nicer places to take your dog or your kid if you want your kid to ride a bike. Kids on bikes. Bikes and kids.
Yeah.
I mean, cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit. Don't want your dog rummaging around, eh?
To be fair, there's a big cemetery in Dresden in front of my mum's house, and she goes for runs there. So she does, you know, there's people who do exercising there. Should that be forbidden?
Yeah. Don't know. Someone did say, when I'm dead, I hope to be visited by as many dogs as possible.
I want them to wee on my stone. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. I want them to sniff me. As they do, right?
That's what they do. That's disrespectful. Not your comment. Your comment as well as the other comment.
About the what?
What the hell? It is a burial ground. What Weet-Bix box did you come out of?
Wheat box? Is that a saying in
Weet-Bix box? So
a Weet-Bix. I know what Weet-Bix are. What Weet-Bix box did you come
out? What Weet-Bix box?
It's another one. Weet-Bix box.
It's Weet-Bix. What Weet-Bix box?
What is a Weet-Bix box?
Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix. I is no B. What Weet-Bix box did you come out of?
Mm. Okay. Yep.
Love a bit of Weet-Bix.
Sure. Yum.
So that's, don't leave poos around the cemetery.
I mean, don't leave poos around anywhere.
Yeah, good point. I don't.
I wouldn't leave my poo in the toilet.
Yeah.
Nor would I leave anyone else's poo anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if there's a dog, I don't have a dog, so it's not my problem. No, neither. But yeah, if your dog, you know how you sometimes see that people are like on purpose looking away when their dog's doing a poo so they then don't have to clean it up. I'm like, I didn't see it, you know. Yeah. It's like, you saw that.
Or they put it on top of a fence
because
they think they picked it up, but they're going to leave it on the fence just for some other
animal. Or on the top of the bin. I've seen it on the top of the bin sitting there in their little bags. And I'm like, why do you not chuck it in there, bro?
Chuck it in the bin.
Chuck it in the bin. Chuck it in the effort bucket.
And some of those dogs are big dogs.
And they do pick pooge.
So.
Yeah, clean up. If it's a cemetery anywhere else, clean up after your cute little dog, is what I'm trying to say. And remove the what sniffs.
And remember the three key things when you're moving the wasps' nests. Dusk, fly spray, bang, 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 bang,
whack, whack,
whack, bang, whack, bang, and run.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
And try and deal with it when there's like 10 wasps. Don't wait till it's like hundreds.
Mm.
If it gets too big, you got to call the experts in or someone that really knows what they're doing.
Well, the experts are on the notice board, as we all know.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe
so you just don't search.
Need experts. Yeah.
No, you just search. Like, that's what I do. If I need advice, like the first thing I do, open up the notice board, type in the word.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
What time the supermarket closes?
Yeah. Or where do I find things? How do I deal with the world?
Does anyone have the number for that?
Does anybody know what to do with X, Y, Z? You know, I Google that and then it's like, oh, look, the notice board. Somebody posted something about this already. This has not helped me at all, but I feel better, you know.
And preferably in caps.
Yes, all caps.
If you want to get attention, if you want to get your story out there,
all caps
and exclamation,
so many
mark.
Or as Asa just told us, in the heat of the moment, you know, when you're like really fired up and really angry, that's the time when you need to
get it
let
on there.
Everybody know on the notice board how you're feeling.
So for us, it's fresh. Content. It's great content, and thank you, everyone,
thanks
for giving us your time and your ears.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks to all of the one listener out there that is contributing. Okay, I think this is it.
I think we've covered our bases tonight.
Covered a lot today.
We have covered a lot. We do want to thank.
Been in here for so long and a while, so
the
that was
hectic. And the real Raglan Notice Board Facebook pages.
All of the notice boards. Yeah, thanks, Neil. Good work, good work. I'm proud of the job you've done. I'll see you next. Oh no, next week is Easter Monday.
Yeah.
See, I don't work on public holidays.
Yeah, so. Me neither.
Mm. So I guess Asa is free to use my slot.
The slot there.
You want to slide into the slot? Do it.
So we all do hope you have a great Easter, and remember, if you do want to, you know, really make Easter special, get some tinfoil, find some stones, wrap up the stones, and then people think there's an Easter hunt.
That's great advice. You should post that on the noseboard.
I'll check that on the noseboard right now.
One last song, everybody. This is Bob Sinclair with Adore. I hope you all have a beautiful night. Sleep well. Kakite. See you later. We're out.